If you want good kids, do not put them in timeout.
Aww, 99 by the Spaziano Sandy. I'm flabbergasted that you're even saying this. This is crazy.
Well, this is Buzz Baby University. Welcome to class, everybody. And you guys are the professor, so we need you. 222-2899. How do you feel about timeouts? Because today, in 2019, there is an effort called positive parenting. And look at, I mean, it's all over the place. Positive parenting, a better way to parent, to eliminate the baggage that we all carry from the things that our parents did to us.
Jesus. You know what? You know how, like, this is Baby University? And, like, in college, you could, you know, you could not go to class and the professor really doesn't care. Today's the day I'm not showing up. I'm not going to buy this one.
Hold on a second. These are a bunch of doctors that, you know, psychologists, doctors, experts in their field mm-hmm. that are saying things have changed. The way our parents raised us was, it worked then. It's all they knew. They did the best they could. But now, as a society, we're changing. So according to positive parenting experts, timeout is just a short-term fix. Long-term, it's not good. It promotes isolation when your kid needs mama or daddy the most, when they can't control their emotions or their feelings or their, you know, their behavior, that instead of giving them a hug and filling their attention bucket, you're moving them away from, you know, the family and to sulk by themselves in isolation.
That attention bucket is full of something.
They say if you don't keep the attention bucket filled with positive attention, kids will seek out attention. They can get even negative ways. So let the phone go to voicemail, ignore the call from the boss or the text message, and just pay close, undivided attention to your child.
Those same doctors are saying breastfeed till they're 11, right?
sounds like it. Crunchy granola. Come on now. Would you do this if you had a kid? Another kid?
I mean, if you have two already, but. And one's still in timeout mode, right? One is still in timeout, like,
no,
world.
No, none of my kids are in timeout world.
Oh, no, at nine? No, she's nine or eight?
No, 10. She counts down the days. June 3rd is her birthday.
Oh,
so we
my
have,
God.
You. Yeah, okay. You know what? I try to avoid the timeout, honestly, because my parents never put me in timeout. I remember only once being in timeout. And it was traumatic because I remember my mother put me in the corner of the kitchen, and we had a ranch. So the kitchen was, you walk into the door from the garage, and then you walk through a door, and then you're in the kitchen. Well, I was in that corner where the door was. Mm-hmm. And my sister opened the door, and she caught my nose in the door. And I'm not even kidding.
What do you mean she caught your nose in the door?
Because I was facing the corner. Just my head was against in the corner. Like, you know what I mean? Leaning into the corner. And I was crying. And I was so mad. I was like, I hate this. And then my sister walked in the door. My nose got, I got a big nose. I'm Italian. My nose got pinched in where the door, it hurt. My mother never put me in timeout after that again.
That'll show her.
So anyhow, so I tried not to do the timeout thing.
Because you want to get kids' noses getting pinched.
Yeah. It was traumatic.
Timeout at my house would be the front living room that nobody sits on the couch in that living room, right? We all have one of those. I would put my child on the couch, and I'm like, you're 5 years old, and you have 5 minutes to sit there and think about what you did.
But they're not thinking about what they did, according to this positive parenting.
Calls coming in at 222-2899. Hi, the Buzz.
I honestly don't see where that comes from. I got five kids, and I put them in timeout.
I know, right? And you get a minute for every year, right?
All the positive.
That's how I do it. Yep.
All the positive parenting experts are shaking their head at you right now, Mom.
I know, probably, but you know what? After they sit there for their few minutes, because I have a five-year-old also, we go back to them and we ask them, so, hey, what did you do? And if they can't remember, we actually tell them, you know, hey, this, explain to them what it is that they did, why it's wrong, and, you know, ask them if they're going to do it again.
Right.
And most of the time it works.
Yeah, I agree. That's exactly how I learned how to do it.
Right, but according to this positive parenting movement, It's just a short-term solution. It appears to be working, but it's just short-term it's working. For the long-term, it's going to hurt the kid more than help. And we're not going to know for sure until your kids are old enough to come up with their new movement.
Right. They're going to become doctors because they're all messed up in the head. They're going to be like, listen, you got to discipline your kids. Hi, Buzz.
No, not for nothing. But all that, that's a crock. That is such a freaking crock. I raised six freaking kids. Let me tell you, short of beating them,
mm-hmm.
my kids have never gotten beaten.
No.
My kids are awesome kids. And, you know, this crap with the way they're trying to raise these kids today, and you want entitled kids? You want brats? You want brats? Are you freaking kidding me? I grew up getting a switch. My ass was, my butt was home before the lights went on. You know the whole story from back then. We've got respect. Uh-huh. We've got respect. These kids today, there's no respect. But my kids and lots of people that I know who have kids, you know, it's not abuse when you punish your kid.
No.
Time out is a lot better than whipping them with the belt.
Okay.
Come
All right.
on.
Now,
are you
kidding
me?
You will agree with this, I think, then. According to Positive Parenting in this this doctor, which she's a pretty famous doctor, Amy McCready. You've probably seen her on, you know, Rachel yeah. Ray and all those shows and whatever. But anyhow, she says, I think you will agree with this, that when the situation arises, you can do a little role playing. Like you
role
can act
you can yeah. wait, out of her mind.
Wait, you can act as the child and have your child be the adult. So, for example, you could talk through a scenario using a calm voice, like, I really like to play with that tractor when you're done. So you kind of act like the child and
you
yeah,
can't
and
even
then,
do
and then you're like, honey, no, don't bite your friend. No, no.
Sandy can't.
The rule of parenting is I'm the parent,
uh-huh.
you're the child.
Can
you
I just
are
be
going
honest?
To listen to what I say. Now, I understand about your feelings, but if you're going to bite the dog or kick the cat, no, you're going in timeout. Because I don't think you're going to want to be bitten or kicked.
Yeah.
It says you should fill their attention bucket. They're just misbehaving
really?
Because you're not
they're
giving them attention.
Or 2-year-olds. Their attention span is 2 minutes.
Yeah.
These people so are funny. Out of their mind. They're out of their mind.
There's a lot to be spoken about here in this positive parenting
yes.
topic.
Hey, it's a thing. It's a trend. It's a movement.
No,
yep, and there's a lot of brats still living with their parents at 20 and 30 years old, playing video games and eating popcorn. No, no.
Well, thank you very much for being an opinionated professor
I
at Baby
you.
University.
You're the best. I need to call on you when the kid's cranky, okay?
Okay.
keep me on the off the from getting off the ledge on that one, okay? Thanks so much for calling the Buzz this morning. You're the best.
Hi, to Buzz.
Hey, morning. So, unfortunately, I am not a parent, but I do have friends that have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I work for the city school district, and I'm begging you for the love of God, please discipline your daughter.
Yes, I agree.
Because the disrespect and the nastiness is just absolutely absurd. And please discipline your child.
Okay. So now, the positive parenting trend, movement, whatever you want to call it, I don't think it's saying don't discipline. I think they're more of don't, I mean, the communication, the bond, the love, they're more of shower your kids with attention and love.
Absolutely, and I agree with that wholeheartedly. But then you get those parents out there, hopefully my girlfriend's not listening to that.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But we got into that discussion a few weeks ago of disciplining your child.
Mm-hmm.
For when the time comes and we do have children. And I told her, I said, you know, when we get, or, you know, when we do have kids, we will discipline our child.
Mm-hmm.
Said,
what yeah. do you mean when you say discipline? What does that mean to you?
I was raised on timeout. I got a whack across the face if I backtalk. I remember when I was younger, I told my grandma, my mom's mom, to shut up.
Oh no.
And coming from a an Italian household.
Oh, you're done. I'm surprised you're talking to us today.
Sandy, I was not able to sit for about a month. My mom unleashed on me like crazy.
You're not worse off. You don't hate your parents or anything, right? You okay?
No.
Let's be honest, we're all a little damaged.
Fine.
Thank you. Yeah, if we're not a little damaged, we're no good. Nobody's if you're perfect, it's boring.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call.
There, she's like, well, we're not gonna discipline. I'm sorry, we will.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Hi to Buzz.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Excellent. Spare the rod, spoil the child.
Yeah, absolutely. I was raised back in the 60s. I'm 59 years old, and I still can't cook with a wooden spoon because I get winter anxiety. Okay. People back in those days used to say, I know your mother's phone number, and it meant something.
I know, right?
But you can't do that. You got to agree that the whole wooden spoon, the spanking on the culo is not the right way. They're not the right approach.
I am responsible. I do not have a prison record. I have a job. I've never been in trouble. You know, that kind of village raising the kids still exists in small pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to bring it back because that's, you know, this professional parenting crap stuff, that's why there's so many snowflakes in the world. That's why we give participation trophies for 10th place.
All right, so we turn this conversation with no timeouts into something more controversial.
Thanks for being not only the professor, but actually I would say the dean of Baby University today. Thanks, man.
Hey, you betcha. Have a great day.
You too.